Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Soul's Work Podcast, the show where we talk about exploring our spiritual journeys and uncovering our authentic selves. I'm your host, Janice Ho, and we are going to start off each episode with an intention, which is to enter this shared space from a place of honesty and to listen to the voice of fear when it arises, but ultimately move past it in order to do our soul's work. Hey everyone, how's it going? Inquiring minds want to know. Thanks so much for being with me here today. I didn't post a new episode last week, but I was actually working super hard on the podcast, preparing and recording new shows, working on my website, social media stuff, and very excitingly, planning for some upcoming guest interviews. But we are back now, and I'm so happy to be here. Today, we're going to talk about creating a daily spiritual practice. And I'm just going to share what a daily spiritual practice means for me and what that looks like in my life. So namely, I'm going to talk about my daily practice of setting intention, doing self-reflection. I'm going to briefly mention my happiness list and checking in with that. And finally, giving gratitude. And I do hope that you remember that this podcast is always coming from my own personal lens and that there are a lot of different ways to incorporate a spiritual practice into your own daily life that may not look exactly like mine. I just want to share what's been working for me, hopefully as inspiration, and to perhaps get you thinking about what could work for you if this is something that you're interested in. And what might be helpful to consider in creating your own spiritual practice is thinking about what you actually want to get out of introducing something like this into your life. So what is the purpose of a daily spiritual practice for you? Personally, what I want my spiritual practice to help me achieve are a couple of things. So one, staying present. And second, living authentically in a way that is in alignment with what my soul really needs to feel happy and balanced. So what I choose to be part of my spiritual practice has to serve at least one of those purposes for me. And if you already have your own daily spiritual practice, I'd love to hear about what you do for your own soul. So always feel free to email me at janice.sj.ho@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on the show notes page at thesoulsworkpodcast.com. Okay, shall we start? Let's go. So the first part of my daily spiritual practice is setting an intention at the beginning of my day, pretty much right after I wake up. Now, before I explain what setting an intention is about, I want to share with you what it looks like for me when I don't set an intention, because there have definitely been many times where I have not gone through my day with very much intentionality at all. So it's like I wake up, I'm immediately checking my phone notifications, I make my coffee, grab breakfast, and then sit down in front of my laptop and get to work. And from there, it's go, go, go. And I'm a pretty productive person. I always feel like there's a million things that I could be doing and that I need to get done. And my day can just easily roll on by with one task after the next and me on machine mode. Sound familiar? I feel like most people can relate. But the issue, of course, with approaching my day like this is that I often end up feeling kind of burnt out, not really knowing where the heck my day went, and feeling unbalanced and sometimes even overwhelmed. So about a year ago, I started setting an intention right at the start of my day to get a little more focused. So I would leave my journal, a physical journal, beside my bed so that it, not my phone, would be the first thing that I reached for after I woke up. And I would write down an intention for the day so that I could be more mindful about how I wanted to approach the various events that happened, including the kinds of feelings and thoughts that would come up throughout my day. And so what setting a daily intention means is becoming aware of and identifying a specific quality or point of focus that you want to embody and cultivate throughout your day. Some examples of an intention that you could set for yourself are patience, gratitude, being present, yes, and so on. And the intentions I set tend to just be like this, like one word. But another example of an intention could be a fuller statement, like, I intend for my mind to be receptive to clarity, inspiration, and any information that will guide me toward my goals. Beautiful. And that's from a great article that I came across called Setting Goals Isn't Enough. Setting Daily Intentions Will Change Your Life from Inc.com. And I'll link to that in the show notes. So if you were to set the intention of being present, for example, you might then go forward in your day being mindful of when you find yourself perhaps slipping into anxious thoughts about the future. Or you might be more conscious about proactively practicing being present throughout your day, for example, by reminding yourself to take even 15 minutes from having your head buried in your laptop to get up and take a walk outside without looking at your phone, to just enjoy the warmth of the sun on your face or breathing in some fresh air. And I feel like we all know at a deep level what we need for ourselves every single day. And so when I'm setting my intention in the morning, I'll tap into my intuition, my honest voice, to say, hey, how are you feeling this morning? What do you feel we need today to stay balanced and to get the most out of our day? Sometimes I know I'm going to have a really busy day where I've planned to research and write notes for a podcast episode on a heavy topic, let's say. I know I'm feeling tired right when I wake up. It's gray outside, and I know what all of that tends to do to my mood. So when I take a moment to ask my soul what it needs, what should be our intention for the day, it might tell me lightness. Don't take things so seriously. Don't let the weight bog you down. Don't give in to that moodiness that you're prone to. And so I'm going to have that intention at the forefront of my mind as I go throughout the day. And I may be diving into those serious, weighty topics for my work, but then I'm going to remember to maybe take a break from that every once in a while, to sing or watch a funny video, and to remember to keep my heart light, because I know that not giving myself that kind of self-care is going to get me really stressed out and maybe hating the world in the long run. Here's another example. Maybe you've been having a string of days where you've been facing a lot of conflict at work with a particular colleague, let's say. And every day you get to work, you're instantly in a bad mood. Every time that person's face comes into view, you feel your heart racing and all these thoughts of how much you can't stand this person coming into your head. So maybe you wake up this particular morning and you say, you know what? All this anger and frustration just isn't good for me. I don't want to spend my entire day at work just unhappy. So perhaps you set an intention of letting go or calmness or maybe even compassion towards that other person. So those are just a couple examples of the kinds of intentions that you could set for yourself and the reasons why you might want to set a particular intention, you know, either because you know what's coming up in your day or because you've been experiencing a pattern of unbalance or unhappiness and you want to just change that around today. And the more you practice setting intentions or really doing anything that gets in touch with your authentic self, your intuition, the easier it will become to tap into that voice when you want to access it. Last two things on intention. So sometimes listening to music can be a great complement to setting intentions. For example, if I'm waking up already feeling like, oh shit, I've got a million things to do today, gotta get at it, that's a really good time for me to put on some opera music to help instill the calmness and presence that opera music for me inspires while I write down my day's intention. Or if I'm feeling kind of unmotivated and I want to set an intention around getting energized that day, I will listen to a couple tracks by Johnny Please, who is a rapper with some serious lyrical skills, and I just love his music. I got to know Johnny actually through a social media marketing course that we both did together online a while back, and it's not just his music that motivates me, but it's also knowing how driven he is in pursuing his craft that adds to that feeling of inspiration that I get when I'm listening to his music. So in the show notes, I'm going to link to one of his songs called Climb that never fails to get me fired up. And last thing about intention setting, I did at some point fall off this wagon and I realized that it was because I no longer had a hardcover journal. I had started journaling in a Word document in my computer, but I ended up falling into the habit of opening up my laptop in the morning with the intention of writing down my intention for the day in my journal, but immediately became distracted by everything else I needed to get done on my computer, like getting straight to work. So I now do my intention in a scrapbook, just a big notebook with blank paper, and I do it in the form of a mind map. And I'm going to link to a new blog post on JaniceHoCreative.com where I've posted a photo of my intention mind map for part of February 2018. And it explains in the post how I've been using this cool visual tool to set my daily intentions. So go check that out. All right, that is daily intention setting. And I would love to know what some important or helpful intentions you've been setting for yourself if you already do this practice or if you decide to start incorporating it into your own everyday life. Okay, the next part of my daily spiritual practice is self-reflection. And for me, self-reflection typically happens in my journal. I've been journaling forever since I was a kid. And it's just been a really helpful thing for me in getting out the 10 million thoughts that usually go on in my brain out onto paper or into a Word document so that I can, number one, release it, but also, number two, to give myself the opportunity to work through some of those feelings and thoughts that I experience. And I talked a bit about self-reflection in episode 4, which was on self-care. And as I said then, self-reflection or journaling can be a really great activity to do in order to pause in your day, just get really still and quiet from all of the busyness and reconnect with yourself. It's an opportunity to become aware of and tap into the things that are making you feel off, frustrated, sad, unbalanced, and so on, to actually write them down, identify them, and then to think about how you want to move forward from there. So it's also an exercise in learning about the things that you care about, that you want in your life, that you don't want in your life, what triggers you to fall into moments of anger, depression, anxiety, and so on. And in the past, I would oftentimes just kind of spew out a stream of consciousness in how I was feeling and all the things I was worried or upset about and ramble on and on and on for pages. And then that was it. But now I feel it's really important for me to, yes, spew out those feelings in my journal, but then to set an intention or a plan for how I want to respond to some of those things in a positive, constructive way. And sometimes that involves doing an honesty exercise right then and there, just like we talked about in episode 2 on honesty. So taking a step back from all of those emotions I've just spilled out on the page and going into observer mode, reflecting on what I notice is going on between, you know, my honest voice and my fear voice, and just working through that in my journal can lead to me getting a lot more clear in what it is that I really want. Now, by the way, self-reflection isn't always about what's going wrong in your day. Sometimes it's great to journal about feeling balanced, being in flow, being in alignment with your authentic self, if that's the kind of day you're having, and identifying what you think contributed to that so that you can reinforce in yourself doing more of that in the future. Again, it's learning about what speaks to your authentic self and what gets you in alignment with that. I also mentioned in episode 4 that more recently, I started doing some of my reflection in a visual format instead of writing everything out. So visuals can be really powerful. And I know that for some people, writing or journaling about their thoughts and feelings isn't necessarily something that resonates with them. And that's totally cool. So the alternative of drawing, doodling, even creating a mind map that contains words but in a visual format can sometimes be more effective for some people in calling up their emotions, thoughts, as well as desired outcomes and actionable steps in moving towards those outcomes. Okay, so we've got setting intention, doing self-reflection, which for me, I do at any point in the day I feel is needed. And now I wanted to briefly mention another element of my spiritual practice, which actually is not part of my daily spiritual routine, but it has been really helpful for me in reflecting on what I need to do to live that authentic life that I'm striving for. And that is checking in with my happiness list. So my happiness list is something I created for myself about 3 years ago after I had gotten laid off from a job, ended a very long-term relationship, and started a period of moving around from place to place. All of this happening within the span of like a month. And going into this new situation, I knew that I would be experiencing some instability and a whole lot of alone time. And so to get myself anchored a bit more, I asked myself the question, what makes me happy or would make me happy that doesn't rely on anyone else? And some of the things on that list include being in nature, writing creatively, making music, drinking less. And I've published a post on my blog at janicehocreative.com called My Happiness List, which you can read to find out everything that's on there. I won't go through the whole thing here. But basically, this type of reflection is something that I'll do once in a while. Could be every few weeks, every few months. And it's usually when I'm feeling a sense of unbalance in my life. And I will check in on each item that's on my happiness list and see how that is or isn't present in my life currently. Usually, when I'm in that mode of like unbalance or dissonance, there's usually a lot of things in that list that isn't happening for me. So then, of course, I want to think about what's blocking that and how can I move forward to reintroduce more of those happiness elements into my everyday. So that is my own practice that I've created of checking in with my happiness list. And really, there's no rules with this spiritual practice thing. It's whatever works for you, speaks to you, and enables you to move towards whatever goals that you've set for yourself in adopting a spiritual practice. Again, for me, it's about staying present and living an authentic life. And so checking in with my happiness list is about realigning my everyday with what my authentic self truly needs to feel happy and fulfilled. So lastly, I want to talk about the practice of giving gratitude. This has truly been one of the best aspects of my daily spiritual practice. So for a while, I was writing down a list of things that I was grateful for in my journal at the end of the day. Sometimes I would write my gratitude list in the middle of the day if I was having a particularly challenging morning or afternoon, because I know how much taking on the lens of gratitude can shift the way you feel and the way that you perceive how your day went or how your day is going. And I want to mention a beautiful podcast episode on affirmationpod.com called Guided Reflection for Gratitude. That's episode 133. And in it, host Josie Ong, in her incredibly calming voice, offers 5 questions to reflect on with respect to gratitude that can help jog your thinking if you're having a particularly hard time some days thinking about what you're thankful for. For example, she asks, what decisions have you made that you are grateful you have made? And what are you thankful for that money could never possibly buy? I'm not going to give all of them away. You'll have to go over to affirmationpod.com, check out episode number 133. I will also link to it in the show notes. It's less than 5 minutes, my friends. Doesn't take a long time to listen to, but we'll leave you with some really impactful questions to get you thinking about the positive things we do have going on in our lives, no matter what challenges we're experiencing, or no matter how shitty we might be feeling on a particular day. I promise that there is always at least one thing, but usually more than one thing, in our day that we can feel gratitude for. And I have found that after getting into this gratitude practice and making it an integral part of my daily life, I start becoming more attuned throughout the day to things that maybe I wouldn't have really noticed before. And Oprah actually noted this in one of her Super Soul Conversations podcast episodes with Brené Brown. They were talking about gratitude, and she said that when you actively practice gratitude and write things down, you go through the day looking for it. So very true. So this gratitude practice has helped me to focus more on the present, which is one of the overall goals I have for doing my daily spiritual practice. And that's because becoming more aware of all the wonderful things I have access to and that I'm experiencing right in the here and now helps to lessen that feeling of, I want more. And sometimes that feeling of wanting more doesn't necessarily come from like a greedy place. Sometimes it's just that we believe our happiness will come eventually, quote unquote, when we have more peace of mind, maybe more success, whatever that means to you, more resources at hand to achieve our goals. But when we become aware of and identify all the things that we are grateful for right now, we come to realize that happiness can be had here in the present. And you know what? Usually the things that I end up writing down in my gratitude are really small things. They are almost never anything that money needs to be spent on. A lot of times it's about just spending time with someone special or about enjoying the warm sun after a lot of rainy days, things like that. So the last thing on gratitude, once again, at some point, I found myself falling off with this practice as well. So I read somewhere about the idea of doing a gratitude jar, and I loved the idea of having a physical reminder, like a jar sitting on the desk in the bedroom, to give gratitude. And the most awesome thing about bringing home this jar from the dollar store, like, it's literally just a tall cylindrical glass vase that I spent like less than $2 on, because that was like the best thing I could find at the dollar store that day. And these sticky notes was that I came home and I told my boyfriend what this was for, and he joined in. And so at the end of each night, we both write on our own pieces of paper all the things we're grateful for that day, exchange our lists, read them out loud, and then fold them up and drop them in the jar. And I just love that not only do I do my gratitude practice, but I get to do it with him. All right, y'all. Are you ready for your soul's work? Well, if creating your own daily spiritual practice seems like something you could use in your life right about now, maybe start incorporating some elements of that into your everyday routine. You know, you could just start off with one thing, for example, doing your own gratitude reflection, until you really get into that habit and maybe you want to add something else. And of course, it can totally be something that I didn't mention in this episode, like meditation, yoga. Maybe it involves reading something or prayer. Some people like to pull tarot cards. There are no rules. Do what speaks to your soul. And if you already have your own spiritual practice going, but find yourself falling off that wagon, maybe reassess why it's not working as well for you anymore and how you could change things up. Wherever you are with your daily spiritual practice, I would love to hear about it. So feel free to share if you'd like by emailing me at janice.sj.ho@gmail.com or leave a comment at the show notes page at thesoulsworkpodcast.com for episode 7, Daily Spiritual Practice. All right, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for sharing this safe space with me with an open mind and an open heart. I want to shout out Affirmation Podcast and Josie Ong for the beautiful, empowering affirmations that she shares with all of us. Go check out affirmationpod.com. You won't regret it. And one more time, I want to shout out Johnny Please. Thank you, Johnny, for the inspiration, not just for your inspiring music, but your contagious drive, work ethic, and your passion for your craft. Y'all need to check out his music at johnnyplease.com. You can find all the episodes for the Soul's Work podcast, show notes, including links to any resources I mentioned during the episode, at thesoulsworkpodcast.com. The podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, FM Player, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Please do rate and review if you're enjoying the show so that others can join our little soul community here. Also visit me at janicehocreative.com, where my blog and some of my music lives. You can follow my Facebook page at Janice Ho Creative, Instagram at Janice Ho Images, and on Twitter at Janice Ho Tweets. Thanks so much again. Have a great rest of the week. Lots of love and self-love. And see you on the next episode of the Soul's Work podcast.